Folks, in our show, we'll tell you I use Blackwing gray pencils because Stephen Sondheim did. Not as well, of course, but I always hope for a scintilla of his magic in my words, which is really imagination fueled by discipline. I did a few stage shows with Stephen over the years. I would toss up worshipful questions for him to brush aside. I told him that before we'd ever met, I'd seen him do a crossword puzzle in a newspaper on his knee in a lobby, and was so gobsmacked to see my artistic hero in so mundane a setting, I just stared, said nothing, and began to cry. Stephen said, "I guess I was just working on the crossword." My wife and I saw him a few nights ago at the premiere of a new production of his show, Company, which had been delayed by the coronavirus. I noticed many of us who gave him an ovation as he simply took his seat had tears in our eyes. So many times over these months, with so many lockdown and loneliness and isolation, I have thought of his words from that show's Being Alive. Alone is alone, not alive. Those of us who love Stephen Sondheim have carried his lyrics along in our minds as if he'd somehow used his Blackwing pencil to excavate words from our own hearts. I cannot think of my wife without feeling what Tony sings to Maria in West Side Story. "I saw you, and the world went away." I can't think of my mother, who was a showgirl, a hostess, a secretary, and a clothes seller, without singing from Stephen's show Follies, "Plush velvet sometimes, sometimes just pretzels and beer, but I'm here." I can't be in New York without thinking how, as Stephen captured it, another 100 people just got off at the train and came up through the ground and are looking around, and they walk together past the postered walls with the crude remarks. In times when people have half a thought they put instantaneously into words on a public platform, Stephen Sondheim reminded us how craft and form give shape and strength to our feelings. He told me once the most cherished of his own songs was "Someone in a Tree" from Pacific Overtures, because it reminds us, as we've learned again so recently, that life stays with us in imperishable moments, of which he leaves so many. "It's the fragment, not the day," Stephen Sondheim wrote. "It's the pebble, not the stream. It's the ripple, not the sea, that is happening."